Life Audio.
Teach Us to Pray is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Welcome back, friend. You are listening to the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we teach believers practical and real-life tips on how to grow your faith and relationship with God through the power of prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast and founder of Beloved Women, where I encourage, equip, and empower women in the love of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's word. As a leader who holds much responsibility, prayer is not optional. In fact, today's guest will share why prayer is so important for leaders today. And the truth is, whether you are in a boardroom making business decisions or at the kitchen table helping your children with their homework, we are all leaders in some capacity. So in today's conversation with speaker and podcaster Latasha Ferguson, you will learn how busy leaders can tap into the power of prayer every day, some of the most important areas leaders need to be praying about, and practical ways to maintain an active and consistent prayer life. Latasha is a speaker, writer, podcaster, and coach. She is passionate about empowering others to do the heart work so that they can live and lead from the inside out. And there is no better way to do that heart work, that's H-E-A-R-T work, than to tap into the power of prayer. So if you feel that you need some encouragement when it comes to your leadership, today's episode is for you. Enjoy.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
So as you coach women to do the heart work and lead from the inside, live and lead from the inside out, how much does prayer have to do with that work?
Oh, gosh, it has everything to do with it, right? It has everything to do with it. And I'll say we, again, going back to what society tells us a lot, there's a lot of cliches and quotes and things out there that say things like, and it seems harmless, look inside yourself. You can just help yourself. You can just, be better by yourself. Just all these things about self, right? When really, Christina, if I'm totally honest, at my very lowest points in my life, when I looked inside, there was nothing there. And there was nothing. I mean, of course, I'm not saying God was not there, but yeah. As far as me minus God,
right,
trying to fix my own situation, I would not be where I am right now, right? If I was only depending on myself to pull myself up without Christ, without prayer, right? And so for me, it was the crying. Once I figured out that prayer wasn't some mystical, having fancy words, knowing how to quote all the scriptures and having all of the things that we have to say before we actually get to the prayer, all of those things, that it wasn't all of that, that it really is communication with God. It is literally a lifeline, right? If you can picture that, it's a lifeline. And, as James says, I think it's in James chapter 1, where he says, ask God for wisdom and he will give it to you freely without judgment, right? We go a lot of other places looking for wisdom, me included, right? Which is okay sometimes in your community and this and that. where it becomes, and I've learned in my journey, not okay when our lifeline becomes other people, that lifeline gets disconnected from God, and then we plug it into other people and things to try to pour wisdom into us only from that, right? When really, and then that only lasts for so long, and it's temporary. And so then replugging ourselves back into God and communicating with Him. And being in the closet is okay as far as the prayer closet. I'm all about the prayer closet, but sometimes we don't have the opportunity to be inside of a prayer closet to pray for 2-3 hours straight. We don't have that. But what we do have, again, what I've learned is that it's the constant communication all day long with God. It is the time that we can set aside, definitely in the morning, time at night, definitely. That's, you know, what we do. But it's all day long. You know, I'm in my car and I'm thinking about my kids and I'm like, okay, you know, when I was a single mom, you know, Lord, how am I going to make these ends? You know, what am I going to do? You know, I'm telling Him all these things and then I'm speaking back to Him the word. I know Your word says this and I know that You can do this and I know You'll come through, but I'm feeling kind of sad right now. And I'm feeling, I think that's the part where I hesitated for the longest saying my true feelings in prayer. I felt like I needed to come a certain way and just be proper and then quote the scripture and be done. But I found, Christina, yeah, that God wants to know I'm angry. Yeah. I'm upset. I'm disappointed. I am let down and I don't think I can handle this. I mean, just the other day, I was like, Lord, and this is just between me, you, and the listeners.
Okay.
But Lord, she is getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
A certain person. And I'm like, you have to come, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, or I am going to lose it. Right. That's prayer. I mean, somebody, yeah, that's not prayer. Right. That's prayer. That's prayer. I'm asking God for the Holy Spirit. Give me strength to endure through this conversation I'm going to have with this person that I know is probably going to say something that may set me off.
Right.
Or ruffle my feathers. And so I, you know, I can pray in that moment and God listens right there. Instant, He's listening and can intervene. And so prayer is a powerful tool. I believe we don't use enough that we, for me and my journey, I would not be where I am unless I had prayer. Prayer is, again, twofold. I believe even when we pray for other people's, God's working on us. Right.
Yes. Yes.
I found that to be, as a parent, so true. I would not be able to parent if I did not have prayer.
Right.
Be the wife I need to be if I didn't have prayer. Woo, Jesus. That's a whole other podcast, Christine.
That's a whole other podcast. That's a series. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a series. That's a series.
Praying
It's a lot.
And thinking about, you know, praying as leaders, what are some of the most important things you think leaders should specifically be praying for? If God has entrusted you with the influential role of a leader, what should our prayers be as leaders? Or what are some of the most important things leaders should be praying about?
Yeah. So when you said that, it made me think about Solomon. Mm-hmm. When he prayed and he asked God, you know, God said, hey, you could have asked for anything else.
Yes.
Did you ask for wisdom to lead? Yeah. You know, I need wisdom, Lord, to lead Your people. Right. And the way I interpreted that was like, I don't know what to say or do or how to treat them or what, you know, Lord, give me. And I think as leaders, having that humility to come before God and just say, like, this is not about me having a title. This is not about me being lifted up in some type of executive position and people cheering me on, which that may happen.
Right.
But Lord, these people, their lives are not literally in my hands, but when you think about it, Christina, whatever situation, whether you are a small business owner, you're a pastor of a church or a minister, or you're in the private sector and you're a CEO, whatever it may be, mm-hmm, people are spending a lot of time with you as a leader, right? They're probably spending as much, if not more time with you than their family, right? 8, 10, 12 hour days sometimes. And so there's a lot of interaction there between you and those that you serve. And when you think about that, that means that person has the power to, I don't want to say ruin a person's life, not that much power, But you could really make somebody's life miserable if you don't know what you're doing and you're leading, right?
That is very honest. I think people right now are thinking about all the examples of that.
yes, they are. They are. So, you know, and if you're not humble to learn and listen to those that you are serving, right? And so it's, you know, the prayer first is, Lord, don't ever let me get my, as my grandma said, too big for my britches, right? That's just a simple prayer right there. Don't ever let this title get to my head and people pump me up so much that I start making decisions that really could negatively impact people's lives. Because at the end of the day, no matter what company it is or where you are, it's about people. Right. And people don't leave organizations, they leave other people. And so the thing you want to think, you know, pray is, you know, yes, Lord, I don't want to get too big for my britches. And then, Lord, give me every morning, I pray, Christina, you know, before I have my meetings and other things, Lord, give me the words to say, give me how to interact. You know, somebody's going to call and they're probably going to be down. They're probably going to be, you know, give me discernment. And not the discernment we use sometimes to look at other people's problems and talk about them, you know, that discernment, not that discernment, but the discernment to be able to choose my words wisely when I speak to them. And even though I may need to correct them for something they did wrong, help me to say my words with grace, that they may be sprinkled with grace and that I can see them most of all, that I can see them like you do.
Right.
And so that's really, I mean, those are some of the ones I basically pray every single day. And then of course, when I get in certain specific things, there's more specific prayers, but really it's just be the leader that you've called me to be is the main thing.
Prayer. Yeah. I absolutely love that. Now, as you know, leaders are very busy. So generally, and so what are some like practical ways that leaders can incorporate prayer into their daily lives, even though our schedules are absolutely full?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. So for my leaders out there who are like me and you are a planner and use all the productivity tools out there available. This is going to sound very like not organic, but we have to be realistic, right? So for me, I plug prayer. I plug that time in my calendar, right? It's in there. I plug it in there. Family knows, people know that I'm getting up at a certain time. And that's not the time to ask mommy for cereal. Time to pray.
It's snack time.
It's snack time.
Oh, it's prayer time.
It's prayer time. And so plugging it in the calendar and then making sure that you are. And then I'll say this. We got to get, there's all kinds of other tools out there to be creative. I keep going back to the Bible app, your journal, other things. Getting tools that will help you to stay in that mindset of prayer all the time, right? Keeping that journal close by, whether it's on your phone and you have a journal in there, or you're keeping the notebook with you in your car as you're, if you're commuting during your break times, taking a moment just to sit and decompress and say a little prayer to yourself. And sometimes part of the prayer is not always you talking. I'm guilty of that. Like I say, everything I say amen, and I jump up and I get going. But sometimes it might be you sitting on that bench outside at work, or if you're working from home, go take a walk in the front or something, a moment, and just being still and quiet and listening. You know, Lord, what do you want to say to me? What do you want me, you know, and he may not say anything right then. It may really just be you releasing things, worries, cares, and letting that kind of flow off of you. But really it has to be, I heard someone say this one time, it's got to be mechanical first before it becomes natural, right? So that feels
practice.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yep. It's got to be mechanical. Then all of a sudden it will be natural.
Right.
So it's going to feel funny plugging the word prayer in your calendar or plugging the word da da da. But if that's what works, putting reminders in your phone, stop, pray, eventually doing that so often, it will become natural and you won't have to have all those reminders in.
Right.
But I will say for the busy leader, mechanical first, and then it'll become natural.
I love that. That is some great encouragement, tips, and wisdom on how leaders can pray.
So if you are a leader, I hope that this episode was an encouragement to you to keep leading through the power of prayer. Did you know that God made us all beautifully different, even in the way that we pray? That's right. Your prayer personality is the unique way you are most likely to communicate with God, and knowing which of the three personality types you have can equip you to hear from God more clearly and overcome any obstacles to your communication with Him. I invite you to take my prayer personality quiz to show you how you can best hear from God, how you most likely connect with Him in prayer, and to just have a little fun. Take the quiz now at prayquiz.com or find the link in the show notes for today's episode. It is my hope that today's episode has provided you with insight and helpful tips on how you can pray. We have so much more to talk about when it comes to prayer, so I hope that if you were encouraged by today's episode, you will share it with a friend and subscribe so that you don't miss any future episodes of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we will continue to learn how, just like breathing, prayer can become a natural, consistent, and life-giving part of our everyday lives. Until then, be sure to connect with me at belovedwomen.org and join the Beloved Women app for unlimited videos to grow your faith, learn God's word, and encourage your soul. Available now in the Apple and Google Play stores or at belovedwomen.tv. Thank you so much for taking time to listen today. God bless you.
Teach Us to Pray is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.